cliffcentral.com.
Yes, it's a very special day today. It's a special day today because it's a Tuesday. What's that, Ben?
Love Tuesdays.
Yeah. The gorgeous Mabali Moloi has a birthday today. Yes, she thought we'd forgotten, but no, we haven't. And let's all gather together and sing her a song. Here we go, Mabali's little bundle of shampoos.
Oh my goodness.
Open it.
There she is. Miss Mabali Moloi. We have a magazine cover dedicated to you. And yes, there are more gifts and surprises and presents. You're going to shit your pants. It's gonna be a special day. There she is, Miss Mabali Moloi.
Wow, guys, I am on the cover of Mabal's.
Yes, Mabal's magazine.
That's great. Quite an honor.
The first lady of the Gareth Cliff Show. Yes. In this month's issue, her secrets to remaining forever 21.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, that's a people want to know.
Oh, my goodness. Details on her night with Common.
Finally. Yeah. Many people don't know, but that's already happened, and you've moved on from Common.
And, of course, how Mutlali Pule is doing.
Is that poor old donkey still alive?
He's hanging in there, hey?
Oh, my God. That donkey must be 1,000 years old.
Yes, he's about the same age as all right. The noctogenarians who are still in power.
He used to be Robert Mugabe's donkey.
Oh, thanks, guys. That's sweet.
Sure. How are you, Mavs?
I'm good. Thank you for my morning juice, the champagne.
Yes, the champagne. There we go.
Thank you very much.
Isn't that nice? Well, we decided, and there are lots of surprises still to come, Mavs, yes. So just hang in there.
Can I taste your juice?
People are already asking. there will be more celebrations and excitement a little bit later on. But we'll post a picture of this very, very lovely magazine cover.
Yes.
Of course, you went ballistic the other day when there was a Miss Gay Josie in the studio with a large tiara. I've never seen you so excited. You love a crown.
I've never gotten the experience of wearing one, so I thought I should take advantage of that moment.
Well, and you looked fantastic in it. You should absolutely marry some royal family member and get your Royal Highness on.
All right, see, I will start doing a Google search because you do them the best.
Yes, let's find a good, eligible, wealthy,
straight, and
potentially quite stupid royal, because a lot of them are so inbred. And then you don't really have to put in that much. You get the title, you get the land, you get the benefits, the money. But you don't really have to do very much. You have to produce an heir. That's kind of it.
Can't
that shield stand for someone?
Oh,
stupid?
Come on! One night with his royal fuckface, and then from there on, you're good.
Can't I get him a surrogate?
No. This is the one thing. It's just the one, because otherwise, it's not your child on the throne. You want your child on the throne.
All right.
And then after that, you can do whatever you want again.
Exactly. Everybody wants a Joffrey, and then you can just kill your husband through your child.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Right.
Sorry, did that sound a little bit too convoluted?
Well, I mean,
Ben is full of sociopathy early in the morning. Look at you.
Sheesh.
These are a lot of decisions to make with your new year. My goodness.
Yeah. A couple of people have asked in the last few days, what is the status of Sia's Year of Yes? What have we done lately that... you know, you had one thing a month that you were doing. Have you fallen off the wagon? Or are you still following your one a month?
Okay, there's certain things I'll keep to myself.
You know the rule in the show. You can say whatever you want.
Yes.
You don't have to reveal everything, but we will take every opportunity to mock and ridicule you if you don't.
Let's just say some nipple situation
as that
of
was
my
a
year of yes.
Was that
there
like a... So you decided you didn't mind a little bit of S&M, or was it...
See,
involuntary, it just happened and you thought, all right, well, I count that as a yes.
It was sort of in the pipeline.
Oh.
This is a person who is just hovering
on the
around.
Periphery.
Exactly. And I was like, I've never. Okay, since we're already talking about it, let's go full on with this.
There
one of my year of yes things is like, you know, you hear all these stereotypes. I'm the last person to stereotype, but you have like these African men.
Oh, African men. And what about them? What stereotypes have you heard?
You know, certain how they were very well.
Well, we're hung.
Yeah. Like, why are we talking about this again? I do not know.
What the fuck are you saying?
He's from Zambia, and he was like, hey. And I was like, great. And then things happened. That's why I was in such a state.
Well, you know what? See, yeah, nobody here judges. That's the important thing.
I'm like, why am I revealing this again?
No, no. Oh, wow. I mean, it's all part of your year of yes.
It
That's
was
why
a
you're
year
revealing
of yes.
It.
And yeah,
I've kind of co-opted the year of yes. I've decided that I'm also going to just start saying yes to a lot more rather than being boring and controlled.
Hey, the downside of the year of yes is like your nipples get sore for a good 4 days. But other than that, you get a whole new experience.
My
Things
ass
are great.
Is well the
you
fuck
know,
out.
When the women's talk about a man who's well endowed, we basically say that he rearranged my organs.
Oh my God, that's so violent.
I just got the
now,
visuals.
I don't know if you know about this, but Amanda told us a terrifying story not so long ago. In fact, it was at lunch on Friday at Rockets in Bryanston the other day. She told us that she's been pepper sprayed.
That is correct. I have been pepper sprayed.
How did this happen? Explain to everybody.
Well, we went on a night out, and there was quite a few of us, so we got an Uber van. And the one kid, he is a kid, he's 16. The one kid was like coughing and saying, oh, I don't feel well. So then when we stopped the Uber driver was like, you guys vomited in my car and all this stuff. And we were like, no, we didn't. Like, where? He was just coughing and he said he didn't feel well. So the Uber driver like literally got out the car, came to check the whole car. And then we were like, look, there's nothing wrong. So he's like, no, I want it clean. I want it clean. So we were outside my friend's house. So I said to him, okay, just give me a second to ring the bell to get like a tissue or cloth or whatever to clean whatever's going on there.
So and there was something going on?
No. I was just trying to, you know, because he wasn't listening to me.
All right.
So then my one friend was like, obviously the Uber driver was like getting loud with my friend's brother who was coughing. So
well, I
then,
mean, at this point, were you guys drunk?
We were drunk, but like I promised that we were behaving.
Yeah, but I mean, you imagine being one of these Uber drivers. They must have to deal with
but
such shit.
But I think
shit.
He was drunk, to
oh,
be
okay.
honest.
Oh, really?
Because he took us like a total different way home and we kept on telling him, you're going the wrong way. And he literally went all over the show. Like, we nearly landed up in Flippin' Springs. That's how far
all right,
I was going.
So he's on edge.
Yeah.
He thinks someone's thrown up in his car. You're trying to just get him down from his craziness.
Exactly. And then my friend's like, please, like, just calm down. Like, we're sorting it out and whatever. And then the Uber driver just swung a punch for my friend.
Wow.
So
wow.
So then, like, my friend literally was, like, passed out for, like, a minute.
Oh, did he hit him?
He, like, the Uber driver hit my friend hardcore. Like, you should see the photo of what he looked like, Shane.
All right.
And then my friend obviously was like, this is not happening. And he got up and swung for the Uber driver.
Oh, my God.
And then it just turned into this huge fight where the Uber guy's shirt was broken. His shirt was off. It just turned into this massive thing.
What a mess.
And the chicks were, like, outside screaming and crying and whatever. And then the Uber driver just got up.
You were cheering, Amanda.
No, I was crying this time, Ben.
Okay.
So the Uber driver got up, ran to his car, but like so frantically, like he just got up in the middle of the fight and just ran. So we're like, shit, he's getting a gun. We're dead. Like, we don't know what's going on.
Aye.
So he runs to the car, starts scratching in the side of his door. And I'm like, no, get inside. And the boys are like, we're not done yet, whatever. And then he comes back with the pepper spray and he just sprayed the whole lot of us.
And you got sprayed in the face.
Yeah.
And what is it like to be... I've never been
like, to be
maced.
Honest, I'd rather be hit than get pepper sprayed.
Is and it that bad?
It's that bad. Like, the whole day, most of us suffered. Our face was just messed up.
Hmm.
And it tastes gross. It eventually gets everywhere.
Yeah, you can't get rid of that. And it burns your eyes, right?
Your eyes, your lips, everything.
Aye, aye.
And then the police came, and then it just went on for like 4 hours. And then eventually Uber security told us...
How long ago was this?
In December. Eventually Uber security was like, if you guys don't want us to go to the police or take this really further... Meanwhile, we didn't start though.
Yeah.
He's like, if you don't want it to go further, you have to pay a bribe. So we had to pay like 1,000 rand.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah, so
does this kind of thing happen to you often, or is this once a year?
No, this was like, I think it's, I don't think it will happen again. It was once, and I think we've, like, that's it. Like, I thought I would never use Uber after that, but then I had a really good experience the other day. Like, I left my handbag in an Uber.
Oh, yeah?
And then I got it back, thank God.
Okay.
But so, now, like, I still love Uber, but that guy was just crazy.
Well, I'm glad you survived, but there we go. First-hand pepper spray incident. It's hardcore.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, a couple of Mabale birthday greetings. Should we get to one or two of those?
Okay.
Who do you want to start off with? Let's see who we've got here. Mubs, do you want to hear from... let's see who we have. Do you want to hear from Dumi, from Jane, from Katlejo, or from Lindell?
Oh!
All friends of my buddies, except Jane. Jane's not really your friend.
Jane is more than a delight in her life.
Let's start with Lindell.
Lindell, of course, used to work with Mubs and I. She was one of our team, like our ground patrol team. We called them the Gareth's girls, and Lindell's been a friend of Mubs and mine for a long, long time. And she married, of all the things to do, to turn her back on Africa like that, she married a Serbian.
Yes, she did.
What a terrible thing to do.
Turn her back on Africa.
So here she is.
Hey, Mabs. Happy birthday. I hope you have the most awesome day. May you be showered with tequila and gin and Heineken and vodka and all those things that you love so, so very much. I cannot wait to party with you and for us to get together again. I love you very much, my friend. Happy birthday.
Isn't that nice?
Oh,
that's very sweet.
She all knows me so loves. Well.
Yeah.
Well, minus the tequila. That knocks me out.
Well, she seems to think you have a thing for alcohol. I don't know if she's right or wrong. Here's Dumi Morake.
This is a birthday song. It isn't very long. Hey! Oh my gosh. Happy birthday, Mabale Moloi. I love you so much. Galeratola, love. I miss you too much, even too much sometimes. Have a fantastic day, and I hope you get spoiled rotten. Mm. Mwah. It's Dumi Morake, my love. Mwah.
There we go.
Mwah.
How's that, huh?
Very nice.
People love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
People are in love. Are we going to save the rest for a little bit later?
Yeah.
A long way to go this morning. Do you... have any plans for your birthday this year? Are you going to be doing anything?
Well, tonight there is a dinner that the family have planned.
Okay.
I mean, it's taken a lot because, as you know, it's freezing cold.
Yes.
And most of the time, people don't really want to go out on your birthday when it's in the dead middle of winter.
It's the worst. You're right in the middle.
Mm.
I mean, what a shit time to be born.
So we're going to keep it young and cozy and warm and just have a civilized dinner tonight. But because it's the long weekend, we might just, you know.
Are you going back to Kwa Kwa anytime soon?
I was there 2-3 weekends ago.
Did you go to Mauritius Tavern?
No, I did not.
Did you bump into Skolopat anywhere?
No, I did not, Gareth. But I think the next time that I go home, I must find out where exactly she lives so that, you know, her and I can hang out now.
Well, at least pop by and say hello.
Yeah. We can be friends, you know.
Is there anything for dessert tonight? Okay. That's more than enough said.
No, she's going with the family. She's going to behave. What are you talking
about? Yeah, I did say civilized. Okay. And then I did say, but it's the long weekend.
See, I imagine you got like drug-fueled orgies on the cards for tonight. Can you imagine? Unbelievable. I mean, even Amanda's horrified. No, Sia would think so. Because you do these things doesn't mean your year of yes. Doesn't mean the rest of us are.
No. I knew it would backfire me admitting this. I thought we were, you know, non-judgmental.
No, we're not judgmental. I'm just saying that you mustn't expect all of us to be on your level.
When Mawale Moloi says a civilized dinner, I picture a Kenny Gunene-esque sushi situation.
No.
But with male models.
Well, that's possible, but that's very civilized. I mean, it's not as if people are, you know, throwing glasses against the wall. Yeah, no. Hold on, Sia. Ms. Moloi, what a fabulous day to celebrate the day of your arrival, says Michelle. Forever gorgeous and always with your finger on the pulse of what's happening. Thank you for sharing your day with us. Happy, happy day, gorgeous. That's from Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
God himself says, happy birthday, Mabali, from God.
Oh, you see.
Wow.
Me, I've made it in life, guys.
Wow. S. Nyatikazi says, good morning, team. I'm listening to you now. It's Mabali's birthday. Happy birthday, Mubs.
Thank you.
You are a constant inspiration, says Pam, for my love dungeon in Lagos.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes, Pam.
Pam says, it will be kitted out with Symbians, whips, chains, and everything that will make you proud. Have a fabulous day, Pam. Wow.
Do you think Pam lives there or she just has a love dungeon there?
If she specially constructed one in Lagos just for the purposes of
Nigerian men.
Yes, well, then she's very advanced. She's on level 28. R in C-Town, that's in Cape Town, says, Mabali, happy birthday. It's a fake Wednesday. Thank you very much, Gareth. Short week, baby. Happy birthday, Mubs. It's a blessed one. You do get a public holiday every year on your birthday, which is nice. Not on, but a day or two after.
True.
And then someone has sent me a picture of their setup at home with Cliff Central on the TV and big speakers. It looks like an amazing setup here.
Oh, wow.
Morning, all. This is how I tune in, so my wife and kid are forced to listen. So send me the box. Oh, by the way, we sent off our box to our winner, but we're not going to reveal anything about what's in it or anything else until she gets it. And when she gets it, she'll unpack it live.
Yeah, it's up to the winner's choice if they ever want to reveal what's in the box.
That's right. Then there is someone here called Jelly Tot who says, happy birthday. That's kind of frightening.
Thanks, Jelly Tot.
And Bianca says, have a great day. I'm listening live today on my way to do a drug deal in Freyheit. That's frightening. This is the kind of people who listen to us. Happy birthday, Ms. Moloi, and a picture of Atul Gupta. Isn't that nice?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Dutch says, happy birthday. Christian says, for your birthday, you taste my juice. It's just so much love.
Such a grand offer.
Mm.
I don't know.
Ashley says, good morning and happy birthday and many blessings. I'm sure your juice is fine, says Anushka. Well, there we go.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very, very much.
If you ever doubted.
Excitement everywhere. So, I said to Ben this morning, how are you, Ben? Because, you know, usually I don't care. And then he said, oh, you know, I'm usually shit until about 10 past 6. And I said to him, why? And I realized it's because he rides here on a bike and his whole body is frozen solid by the time he gets off the bike. He can barely walk. And then he stumbles into the studio, he puts on a brave face, and then he thaws out for about 10 minutes.
I don't mean to be that grumpy old git, but I'm really not great in the morning. And that is the standard answer you can always get from me.
That's true. No. At least you acknowledge it and you're dealing with it.
I'm really not going to fight through it until maybe August, where you might get a different response, like, I'm feeling better. I'm okay.
Well, again, honesty is the best policy. We don't mind as long as you don't expect special treatment.
Never do, Gareth. Never do. Lucas doesn't even make me tea anymore.
Really? Mm. Not even any care? Well, I mean, after the last time Lucas made us tea and we chased him back into the hinterland because he'd made us the most shitty tea. It was all milky and weak. And I don't blame you for sending it back.
Yeah, but it's tea. It's not learning Mandarin. I mean, you can pick it up in a day how to do it.
Yeah. But Lucas has his way of making tea. And it's horrible.
Hey, and I can get from Ben early in the morning is just an exasperated, like,
Well, it's probably because you meet him right at the bike when he gets off of it.
I think that's like a good morning, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. All rolled up into one.
I feel you guys expect a lot from me.
We expect a lot from everyone, Ben. Our standards are very high. Now,
you can't exactly like dress up when you're on a bike, right?
No, you can't.
I mean, I've never felt less sexy in my whole life. I feel like I dressed purely for survival. And that's not a good thing in life.
Oh, shame.
Like, I'm not looking for sympathy here, of course. It's just
nobody gives a shit. Yeah.
If you go to like business meetings,
that's different. Then I go home and I change.
But you can't. Can you like be on your bike with like a crisp white shirt and it's still fine? Or do you have to like
These are the things that keep Sia up at night.
Really? Because I think it's like cool. Yeah,
if it's really important, I will always Uber. It's like not a big deal.
But okay, there we go.
Yeah, no, there's always a way.
Because I would use a bike for like the looking like Angelina Jolie and Lara Croft Tomb Raider vibe, you know, because that's just sexy. But the outfit doesn't look hot afterwards.
Leathers.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Ah, Sia would go for the leathers. So I went to, for the first time, Ben and I have been friends for a very long time. The first time I've ever been to his house on Friday when we went drone flying. And I met Meowsers.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Meowsers is a very pretty, very disinterested cat. Mm-hmm. She could care less. She was very happy to sit in the sun and otherwise completely ignore us. But she's a lot smaller than I thought she would be. She looks bigger in pictures.
Well, she's petite.
Yeah, tiny little cat, actually.
How
very
are
delicate.
Those vicious claws of hers?
I did not notice any viciousness at the time.
Meowsers was cordial. She greeted Gareth and then she went into the sun.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, when you meet her on the first time, I'm sure she's cordial. It's when you're alone at night with her that she shows a different side.
Climbs in your head and scratches your eyeballs out. Do you remember that night when Ben got attacked?
Whew, who could forget?
Well, it was a once-off and it was allegedly... I mean, I still don't know. I think it was the talk a lot.
Meg's also saying hello and happy birthday to you, Mabale. And, apparently the Guptas are expecting you at the Shabin after your dinner tonight.
No. I got out of that. I can't anymore.
Oh, well, I saw the invitation here. I just thought I'd pass it along.
No, we had been speaking, but I decided, it's just...
They're too politically exposed.
Sure. That too.
Yeah.
But that's a great venue, you know. So, they're very generous for offering you their place.
Lucas, thank you for making this very lovely magazine cover card for Mabali. You're a very talented man. And Lucas is only with us for a few days more, and then he's off to a new exciting adventure. He's going to be working for a big company, so he's going to be all serious and stuff, and he'll pitch up here next time in a fancy car, not Midnight Mystery. Are you going to flog Midnight Mystery when you get this high-powered job?
Nah, I think I'm going to send Midnight Mystery to somewhere in Joburg South where they can pimp him up, you know.
Oh,
I want to pimp him up and I want to keep him forever.
Like that, what's that show that where they changed?
Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride.
Yeah. So I'm going to look for Pimp My Ride around Josie and see who can make Midnight Mystery look formidable.
I saw someone the other day who had like diamantes in a pattern on their car. It was pretty gross.
Where, by which side of town did you see them?
It was in the east. There it was on the east front.
Okay.
You know, where Amanda comes from. Yeah. Amanda goes, oh, what? You think that doesn't happen on the east rand? Where else would it happen?
No. The worst that happens in the East Rand is people go to the shop without shoes, not flipping diamantes on their car.
Please,
no.
You're talking to Sia here, who went in a onesie to the shops over the weekend.
No, that's...
Now that's just...
No, I still see
and,
that.
And he's not in
that.
The East or the West or the South. He's in the North, baby.
Jeez.
Yeah, he looked like a character from Dagalani Sesame, exactly.
Listen, I actually look like Batman 2.0. I'll
oh, come
corrected.
On, please.
Thank you very much.
You probably looked really, really lazy and slothful in a onesie.
I took a little selfie. I looked cute.
Oh, let's see it.
Yeah.
Show that immediately. Have you put it on Instagram?
No.
You must now.
But what I want to know is what's wrong with the East Rand?
No, there's something wrong
people
with all the rands.
People always add the East Rand. Like,
okay, something wrong with all the rands. All of them are bad news. The South has its problems, the West has its problems, the East has its problems, and the North.
Yep.
Johannesburg, we have such a paucity of descriptive words for Johannesburg that we just use the compass. We just say, well, the East's like this, the South's like that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But literally when I went on Friday and I was at this place where we saw Dave and Brandon, mm-hmm. they were like to me, what are you doing here? So I was like, I live here. They're like, what are you doing in the East Rand? I'm like, no, I live here. They're like, oh. I'm like, where do you live? They're like, the East Rand. I was like, oh, okay.
Full circle.
The East Rand. Everything All right, we'll sense. Have to save these East Rand stories for later because right now it is time for the news, which is brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. They're running a donation drive for Knysna. And here are the details. Add 10 Rand to your bill to help aid in the Knysna relief at any Colcacchio or Mio Colcacchio Pizzeria. All funds will be used in aid of relief for the disaster. Support from you, our community, would be greatly appreciated in helping to alleviate the suffering of those affected and help to rebuild and repair the town of Knysna. Knysna Fire, Knysna Relief, add 10 Rand to your bill and see if you can help there too. That's from Colcacchio Pizzeria. When they're not busy feeding us and making us feel great, they're also helping people who are going through a tough time. So there we go. Very nice work. From Colcacchio. Here, Mubs, for your birthday is your choir. Yes.
Okay. To quote one of Sia's most favorite things to say, one day in fashion you're in and the next day you're out. So let's see who is now out. Not in fashion, but in politics, so to speak. Fired Claudie Motsoeneng, who has now officially been dismissed from the SABC.
Right.
He was found guilty of contravening the terms of his suspension from the public broadcaster, SABC board chairperson. Sorry, the music. Kanyisi Lekweyama said that the board has accepted a finding to dismiss Motsoeneng.
Can this board chairperson see?
Yes, Gareth.
Can they hear?
Yes.
I'm just checking because it is a broadcasting business.
Right. So they have, charged him for misconduct and breaking the terms of his employment contract. He did face disciplinary action after holding his own news conference. Alala. Where he criticized the parliamentary inquiry into the SABC. Oh, how could we not remember that, Gareth? Now, Ms. Kanyisi Lekweyama refused to give further details, but she did add that the 90% local music content had hurt the SABC financially. Quote, the 90% rule has been a source of revenue loss if implemented across all platforms.
Nobody warned you about that.
There are certain channels that are quite high that have achieved 80%, and we will not be saying to those channels regress to 50%, but she did say that the 90% rule did hurt. Now, also out is the Eskom board chairperson, Ben Ngubane.
Good.
He has resigned with immediate effect. Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown announced Ngubane's resignation. He, of course, you will remember, was one of the former CEO Brian Molefe's biggest supporters throughout his recent reappointment saga. Hmm. And he has been in the firing line since the former public protector Thuli Madonsela released her state of capture report.
So that's two douchebags who are gone.
Right, where Mr. Ngubane had been implicated in improper dealings. All right.
What exciting news to wake up to this morning. It is obviously a birthday present. Ben Ngubane and Claudie Motsoeneng both gone.
Both gone, Gareth. And then...
Oh, goodness.
And then the EFF were on a... They were on a roll yesterday, just dropping files left, right, and center. The party revealed two official letters from the Department of Home Affairs, which show that the Gupta family was first denied citizenship before Malusi Gigaba stepped in to give them the green light. Hmm. And so the EFF now say that they will turn to the courts to challenge the former Home Affairs minister and his decision to grant the Gupta family naturalized citizenship in South Africa after they'd previously been rejected the citizenship.
So even if people are still skeptical about this whole state capture thing, how he became the finance minister, this kind of maybe paves the way to why that happened, huh?
But isn't it amazing? Like, he probably thought, oh, no one's going to find out about this. No one's going to care. I'm finance minister now. I've moved on.
Official documents show that back in January of 2015, a senior Home Affairs official informed the Guptas that their application for naturalization had been unsuccessful because they didn't comply with the requirements of the applicable legislation. And then,
yeah, as in not to steal from the country that you're asking to be a part of.
And then, according to the EFF, Malusi Gigaba then entered from stage left, and then suddenly the family was granted citizenship. Interesting, interesting times.
That's amazing. It's like a magic trick.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And then lastly, just quickly, the Hawks have decided that they have now launched an official probe into state capture claims. They had previously received a lot of criticism from, you know, people saying, well, you are the Hawks. Why are you not, you know, investigating allegations of state capture? The Hawks' Hangwani Mulawuti says those claims were just attempts to distract them from the investigation. They now say that they have enough witnesses that have provided evidence to confirm that there is a case to answer for regarding the state of capture report. Hmm. But I'd love to hear Justice's take on this later this week.
Yeah, let's not hold our breaths for the Hawks.
No.
I don't think they could investigate a piss up in a brewery. But that's just me. All right, well, that's about all we've got in the news for now. It's time for Ben to give us the latest in sport.
Well, Sri Lanka went full Proteus with both bat and ball yesterday, which means that Pakistan are through to the semis. Now, Pakistan aren't great. Their batting lineup is wobbly at best. And all their bowlers, they've got some talent, but Sri Lanka were going so well, and they just sort of pissed away their wickets in the middle overs. And then with the ball, the fielding was horrendous. It was just calamitous at times. And Angelo Matthews, the captain, said, we could have won this if we weren't so bloody pathetic, basically. So there it is. Pakistan go through.
Hmm.
That is the 8th-ranked team in the world. I didn't realize they've gone down so low, but they've gone through. And they'll take on England. That'll be the first semi-final. That'll take place in Wales, and it'll be on Wednesday. So if you're a South African cricket fan, if this still exists, 11:30, you'll see that one. England versus Pakistan.
Who else is still in?
Well, Gareth, that's the other semi-final. That'll take place on Thursday, and that's Bangladesh versus India. So, I mean, it's looking like an England-India final. I can't see Pakistan's batting lineup standing up to another test, because even though they beat South Africa, the Duckworth-Lewis helped them. There's no way that... I still don't think that they would have had the depth to even get the small total the Proteus set. And they were very, very wobbly against Sri Lanka yesterday. So England, a very good side. They're looking pretty good. India, well, the same could be said for them. Although Bangladesh, I mean, they beat New Zealand. They were pretty good against England as well. Yeah. Okay, they got hammered against Australia, but still. Interesting semi-finals, but you got to think England versus India. And that final will take place this Sunday. Also, 11:30 South African time. Into ice hockey. I remember there was
that's quite a
segue. Yeah, well, throwing it around here. You know that whole thing about throwing the catfish onto the ice?
Yeah, I remember.
Those savages.
Yeah, some kind of ritual.
Yeah, it was about bringing some southern flair to hockey, blah, blah, blah. You know those Nashville people. Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins have now won the Stanley Cup against these southern people. And what did they do? They took to the streets to savagely bite into catfish. These people are animals. Like, a catfish isn't exactly the easiest animal to hold, right?
It's a disgusting thing. I mean,
smelly.
It's really the worst kind of fish.
And it's a really gnarly, horrible-looking fish. And these Pittsburgh fans were just biting into a raw catfish.
Ugh.
And then they're uploading on social media as everyone cheered and shouted.
Yeah. Idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. How the animals haven't fought back yet. One big collective fight back. I still don't know. In basketball, the Golden State Warriors are the champions of the NBA. They wrapped it up in Game 5.
Hmm.
Now, as you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who they beat this time around, they won last year. Then Golden State got a guy called Kevin Durant in their team, and they've been bloody good since then. And they just kind of blew them away. To wrap it up in Game 5, obviously, is not great for all the stakeholders in the NBA because you've just lost 2 games of revenue. But Golden State were just that dominant. So they are the NBA champions. Hoorah. In rugby, well, David Allender is now gone away from the bot camp. That thigh strain he picked up, which just means that he can't play for the Springboks right now.
Oh, a thigh strain. Oh.
So it looks like his French test series is all gone. But it's okay, though, because, well, he hasn't really played much this season. So Francois Fenter comes in his place. And Alice Garcia basically says, well, it'll be Jan Zaventane and Lyle Mapu who will play in the centres this weekend. So France are going to be a much stronger team, as I've been saying for the last few days. Jesse Creel is out because he got concussed over the weekend. So the Boks are going to have a couple of changes, and interesting to see if they will still persist with these smaller men out wide. Now, there really isn't too many bigger men to go out wide, and it might be fine against France. It might be fine against these sort of lesser teams, but in the come rugby championship, when all the back three for other teams are really big, strong guys, it's something that Alice Garcia has to work into. But then again, a guy like Ruan Kombu could probably come back. He'll have enough game time under the belt by then.
I saw him on the news yesterday. I've never seen anyone look so unperturbed. Alistair Katia looks so relaxed.
Well, you think...
He shouldn't be.
Well, Gareth, last year he got a 33% win result, and he still has a job. So, I mean, he must feel pretty bulletproof. So that game will be taking place in Durban this weekend. The French Barbarians will be taking on an SAA squad on Friday. So a really nice, interesting weekend of rugby ahead. And then tomorrow, speaking of rugby, the Highlanders will be the next New Zealand team taking on the British and Irish Lions. Now, the Lions have got 2 more weeks before the first test, and they'll be looking to work on their first team selection, which is kind of difficult considering you've got four countries vying for one team. And they've got a whole squad of, like, basically when the Lions tour, it's like having a Saudi family touring. There's just people everywhere. There's people on people on people. And to make it into that final 15, well, it's got to be very difficult for Warren Gatland. But then again, he's been coaching Wales for so long, so when in doubt, just pick the Welsh guy. Yeah, in other football news, there is transfer talk on the go right now. As you know, all the leagues are taking a bit of a hiatus right now. People are having a bit of a relax. They're getting to spend all this millions they make every single day. But Alexis Sanchez looks to be the big move for the season. Now, he has been with Arsenal, and he hasn't really signed a new contract, so it looks like he will be out of there. But Arsenal seem to be blocking the move to Man City. Now, Arsenal have lost a few stars to Man City over the years, and I think Arsene Wenger will sooner eat his own hand than see Sanchez go there. So it looks like they'll cock-block him all day to Manchester, which means that he might have to only go to Bayern Munich. That could be his only move, which is interesting because he's an absolute god at Arsenal, right? So yeah, He'll always get first team time there, and it's not a terrible place to be. I can't imagine there's definitely worse place to play football than in London.
But Bayern Munich is not a bad team.
Well, look, they win the league every year, and they're in Champions League football every year, and they're competitive in Champions League football every year.
Yeah.
So Sanchez, who is now 28 years old, obviously has bigger aspirations. He doesn't just want to be playing and making money. He wants to be
dirty Sanchez. Trophies.
Yeah. Antoine Griezmann, who at one stage...
A Griezmann and a dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, at one stage, Arsenal fans had this deluded idea they could maybe lure him there. Well, he'll stay at Atletico until 2022. Speaking of Atletico, it seems that that other greasy guy from Chelsea, what's his name?
There's someone more greasy than Griezmann.
Oh, yeah, no, properly. Let's just draw a blank here. That's Diego Costa. He's the greasiest out of...
Already.
Dirty Costa. So he doesn't apparently have a place in Chelsea anymore because Conte doesn't like him. So Costa is so keen to go to Atletico, he'll even go on a loan in an attempt to secure a contract with the Spanish team. So it looks interesting to see where Chelsea can get after that because, Costa's a bit of a dick and he's very dirty and he's just not a nice guy.
Isn't this bordering on being offensive?
He's a dirty player. He gets yellow cards all the time.
All right, sorry.
I mean, this guy will always be in a fracas of some sort. So I think he's a bit of a liability. And sure, he can score some goals, but he's also got a propensity of becoming like a bit of a Benny McCarthy and putting weight on. So, I mean, good riddance, really. I'll get rid of that guy. There's plenty of talent out there. And Chelsea on the up and up. They didn't do too well, obviously, when Jose was there. He got the arse. Conte came in, won the title, and now he's back in the Champions League. So, yeah, get rid of him. Why not? Manchester United are chasing young boys around Europe as well, so they maybe get a few young talents. And then Riyad Mahrez, well, he could be playing for Juventus next season. This would be a huge move because Leicester was so good, and they had such great players. Kante left because he decided that Leicester only had like a certain peak. Mahrez stayed and they had a horrible season. So if he can go to Juventus, it's a big club. They make Champions League finals. They're always winning leagues. That's a good side to go for. And that's pretty much it for the sport, Gareth. There's, of course, the US Open this week, which is huge. It's ginormous. You'll have a big rundown tomorrow. Full preview of the other US Open. But if you are on social media and checking out, the players are talking about the rough. I mean, you could literally lose your children in the rough. So if you are in
wow.
the Wisconsin area, and if you don't like your children, then maybe a trip to the Erin Hills Golf Club to watch the US Open could be a place where you can...
Can they not afford a lawnmower?
Well, Gareth, it's about having a very difficult golf course, and it's very difficult. Like, you can hit a ball in the rough and then lose it while it's a meter away from you. You can literally lose adult people even.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Who knows what we might find there?
You got to keep it straight in the US Open. It's the only way you can win it. But more about that tomorrow. She looks hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. She looks hard for the money, so you better treat her right. All right, and here she is, Anthea Gardner. Good morning, Anthea.
Good morning, Gareth, and happy birthday, Merbs.
Oh, she's bouncing around the studio here.
Thank you so much, Anthea. Anthea said that I should wear my tiara every day. Hey?
Sorry, what was that? You were both talking at the same time. I couldn't hear you. What? Huh? My brain only works... I can hear one person at a time.
Okay, Mabs, what did you say?
Well, I will take up your advisement to wear the tiara every day. So thanks for that suggestion.
Well, sure. Why not? All right, shall we get to the market?
I think so. Is there any good news?
The Rand's a bit stronger. That's good news.
All right.
I think that's it.
All right. Wow. Nice to talk to you, Anthea. Thanks. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, no, seriously. Before we talk about the market, we do need to talk about Moody's that downgraded 5 of our banks yesterday. And there seem to be a few surprised commentators, but actually I think the biggest surprise would have been if they hadn't downgraded the banks, the SOEs, or any of the other institutions that raise money through the capital markets. So I'm not sure if I've explained this before, but I really just want to say that when the credit rating agencies downgrade us, part of what they are saying is that we are a credit risk and there's a higher chance of us defaulting on our bonds or our loans, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And so the lenders, such as the banks, the state-owned enterprises, the institutions, so the lenders who buy bonds from our banks, our state-owned enterprises, want us to pay a higher interest rate. And of course, that increases our cost of capital and hampers our ability to make a profit. So of course, they're going to downgrade us. And of course, you should also expect them to be downgrading the SOEs in the next day or two.
Ugh.
And then, I know. And so that's what it is. It's just this kind of horrible spiral downwards until you change things, until there's a real catalyst for change. And then yesterday, of course, was the first day post the Moody's downgrade. Overall, the market was down 1.5%, which was huge. But as far as the Rand goes, it seems the one notch downgrade was already priced in. The Rand was slightly stronger, and even banks actually ended in the green yesterday, which is a nice surprise. The biggest drawdown was Naspers. It fell 6% yesterday, pretty much in line with what happened to the tech stocks in the US on Friday.
Yeah.
And because Naspers is such a big contributor to our market, of the 705 points decline in the top 40 index yesterday, 572 of those was due to Naspers. So when Naspers sneezes, we get a massive cold.
Oh, we get cancer. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Naspers is now closer to 2,500 Rand a share. So disappointing considering 2 weeks ago it was 2,800 Rand share.
Yeah, I remember I said to you, oh, do we sell at 2,800? And you were like, nah, keep it. It's good. You're gonna be fine.
And if I could have predicted that the Goldman Sachs CIO would open his mouth, that is exactly the problem with this market. Like you kind of have to sit through, you have to do the homework, decide what the fundamentals look like, and then sit through the noise. I mean, I know that's half the problem with us talking about it every day, is that we're bombarding ourselves with the noise of the market. I think in a year's time, we'll look at this and think, oh, it was just a little speed bump.
I hope so.
I also hope so. All right. And also, it was Sibanye's first day of trading post the rights issue. And although they started the day fairly strongly, it ended down 2%. So the rights issue was comfortably 5 times oversubscribed and 97% filled. I think what happened yesterday was that investors were taking profits, because if you had bought if you had taken up or bought your rights issues or your nil paids at a discount because you got issued your shares at 11.28 rand, the new shares, and they were trading at 6.65. So you could have easily made a profit on kind of just trading yesterday. So I would explain that's why the share was down 2%. But I think we did take up some of our rights, and I'm glad we did because I think it's got legs. I think it'll carry on.
Okay, you're talking about in hashtag invest.
Yes, right. Sorry, yes.
Okay, anything else?
And then Alexander Forbes released their results. Very disappointing. Even after the guidance they gave us a couple of weeks ago, diluted headline earnings per share came in at the low end of guidance. It was down 8.1% year on year. Just an absolutely shocking number. Surprisingly, the share was up 3%, but that's because they decided to pay out a special dividend and create a nice little buzz around the stock. So that now puts them on a dividend yield of 6.6%, which you're not going to find just anywhere in the market at this stage. And I think a lot of people were buying yesterday because last day to trade to have access to the dividend is the 4th of July. So you've got from now until then. So, of course, you'll see the share price run up a little bit. And then in addition, they also said that they were going to do a share buyback. They didn't provide details, but they did say that implementation was going to happen ASAP. I mean, divisionally, I think everything was down, you know, investments, their group risk, their retail insurance. The only thing that was up was wealth and investments, where profit increased by 15%. And so this is the assets under management and assets under advisory business. Mm-hmm. Which they seem to have managed to reduce their costs and kind of just keep the business going. But everything else really flat to really pretty negative. And in fact, in their Afrinet business, which is their emerging markets business, profit declined by 51%. So I think Alexander Forbes just really struggling. You know, they do rely on the consumer. They do rely quite heavily on the consumer. And it's taking its toll, I'm afraid.
All right, Anthea, have you finished giving us horrible news for today? Terrible.
When are you going overseas? Because the rand's a bit stronger. How's that?
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow. I'm off to Germany tomorrow. So yeah, look, I'm glad about that, but I don't want to come back to a terrible stock market.
Oh, I know. I can't help. I'm afraid I can't control everything.
All right. Well, thanks for trying.
Okay. Have a good day,
Anthea Gardner. Everybody with the finance for the morning and look at the markets and everything else. You know, the money shot. It's what we do. I see there's a breaking news story about the Gupta lawyer. My buddy will tell us all about that in the next half hour. We'll take your calls, 0861-555-189. And if you've got something on your mind that you want to share with us on WhatsApp, you can do that on 0797482090.
I think we have a little surprise as well.
Oh.
Another little surprise for our dearest Mabale Moloi.
There's lots of surprises for her today. So when we come back, we'll start with that.
Oh, okay.
CliffCentral.com.